everybody's there looking down tonight, and they're saying, go, gang. Go, gang.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, and they're sharing the thing about the mantles. Some of the mantles have been in the ravine. Some of them have been torn. They've been trampled on. But they're being picked up. We're taking up the mantles. They've been washed. She saw them washed. Some were tattered and torn. But we put them on, and we're going. We're going to inherit together. The price has been paid over the years. And those that have stood in the heat of the day. You know, when you think about the cup of cold water, he hadn't missed a prayer. He hadn't missed a tear. He hadn't even missed a thought. And in his divine providence, he has brought us this far. And we're the privileged. We're the benefactors of all the years, of all the seed that has been planted. And the scripture that the Lord put on my heart that I want to read first of all, I mean, you know, God, the Holy Ghost is so smart. You know, we don't have to worry too much. All we have to do is keep the contact. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter the stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. That some of this baggage has got to be thrown away. It's got to go to the next step. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. Love what he loves and hate what he hates. And a time for war and a time for peace. This is war. Amen. We are the warriors. Hallelujah. Amen. He's made everything beautiful in its time. He has set eternity in the hearts of men. Hallelujah. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. God does it so that men will revere him. Yeah. So tonight we are officially establishing his beachhead.
Yeah. Thank you,
Lord. Right here on Patton Avenue. Yeah. I don't get away from a dream I had several years ago. I was on Patton Avenue with the wheelbarrow. And it was an old-fashioned wheelbarrow made out of wood. I mean, it's one of those straight up and down things, but I'm going up Patton Avenue on the right-hand side pushing this wheelbarrow. Get up to the corner up where Church Street turns down. And there is my daddy. And I know who he represents. And there's a little Model A pickup truck. And the truck has stopped. The truck won't fire, he said. The truck won't fire. It won't go. Well, then I'm thinking, we got to do something. And I knew the message was, the fire used to be on Church Street.
Yes.
The fire used to be, but Church Street's got to be refired.
Yes.
And we have walked these streets. Aglow has used to walk real often, and I always go to Church Street. I'd always say, God, fire up Church Street. And many of you have heard me pray over and again, send the fire back to Church Street. Because if the Church Street gets on fire, the city's going to blaze. So, Lord God, we're thanking you tonight for the fire. We want the fire to start here and go.
You know,
when the Holy Ghost was poured out in 1896 back in Murphy, the Pentecostals were looked upon as off-scarings. You know, they thought we were peculiar. Some of them, they thought they were crazy. One woman, Daisy Chambers, I heard her testimony. They sent her to Morganton. Thought she was crazy because of the Holy Ghost. And we do act peculiar, don't we? My mother was the first Pentecostal in our community. And my daddy, folks who were Methodists, thought she was peculiar. And she was to people that are dead. But you know what? When they got sick, if it was serious, who did they want?
Yes.
They wanted that one that had something.
Yes.
They want her Sunday school class to pay over handkerchiefs. They wanted things done.
Yes.
And guess what? When the Lord got hold of me, I was worse than she is. She never was as much of a fanatic as I am. So, you know, God's got a way. And this thing is supposed to increase with the generations.
Yes.
And we are blessed. My grandmother was a Pentecostal. My mother, me. And then here are two more generations. God doesn't miss a thing. And we've got a covenant with him that I think it's meaning more now than it ever has.
And you know, even when he takes our mothers home, he'll give us a surrogate mother. And I'm so privileged to adopt the sweet ones, the good ones. I mean, you'd be a fool to deliberately stick your neck in a noose. But God's been so gracious. And you know, he's got a plan. I've thought about this thing of Melody and Ernie. You know, the biblical history just repeats itself. But I thought about them down there in Florida. God had put them together so miraculously and all these good things. And they're down there just happy and looking for a place. But God begins to stir. And it didn't work out for the location in Orlando. So I thought about Abraham when he said, "Get thee out. Get thee out of Orlando. Get the parents out." You know, it's step by step. And isn't it thrilling to look back and see that thread? So he sends them. And then he sends them. And they get up here, and the Holy Ghost just begins to orchestrate the thing. And they didn't come as people who weren't seasoned. They came as those who've been through the fire and the flood, with health issues, with many things. Ernie's been through enough himself to have left a string of hatred behind him for people that had been cruel and mean and unjustly. And we all have. But you know, we got to let them go. Right. If we're going on, now we can park anywhere we want to. I've seen that. Oh, there's a train going, and I could get off anytime I want to. Nobody can make me stay on board that glory train. Yeah. But if I want to stay on, I can go right on in to the glory land. But we can get off anywhere we want to. Many have. We've all seen that. But we're praying. They'll catch the vision and come back in. But he's saying to us, you know, the price has been paid. And it don't come cheap. Nothing in the realm of spirit is cheap. But God has tapped them on the shoulder and said, "Get thee out and go." And we've prayed. And we have not a clue as to who he's saying. I mean, and you know, we've prayed this, Lord, send him from the east, the west, or wherever. Sends Vinny from New York. He sends this from here, from Florida, from wherever. But he's God. He can do anything he wants to do, you know. Yeah. Just with the flick of a finger or the wink of, ooh, hallelujah. You know, he controls the hearts of kings like watercourses, so he makes even the mean ones, the non-Christians, he can use them too for his purposes. He did it with Cyrus, didn't he? I tell you, he's God. Sometimes I forget just that he's God. But he has given us the privilege to work with him, to partner with him. He chose. But a lot of stuff he's not going to do without us. Because he did give us, Miles Monroe so eloquently puts it, he gave man dominion. And we call it in by prayer, by fasting. And we don't just do it to pray once and sit down and let him send the ravens. Some of this stuff is warred through. Some of it's a 40-year deal, isn't it? You do whatever it takes. You know, you heard all these things about preaching and this formula and that formula and pray an hour and pay 10 minutes and on this, 10 minutes, da, 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 da. So I had a friend, she says, "You know, it's not working for me." She's gone to be with the Lord now. I said, "Bessie, you're a warrior. You pray however the Lord gives it to you. You've been getting through. So you don't have to follow anybody else's plan. Just follow the Holy Ghost."
Amen.
And he'll lead and guide. It may be, you may just be sitting there, just soaking it in. And his divine plan, he has orchestrated this place to be here. A beachhead. This is a beachhead in the city of Asheville. And I thought of a dear, dear sister who's in the Lord, a mentor to me, to my family, Tempe Franks. Didn't know the Lord. Lived down here just a few streets down. Dying of leukemia. The Lord came straight down. She said he came straight down through the ceiling. And he said, "I've come to save you and heal you," which he did. And he said, "Now you go tell others." She was on these streets year after year. She traveled by bus. She witnessed to preachers. She witnessed to whoever God said, years for years. Sent her to California, provided miraculously. She seeded her life into this city. And I think of that scripture. It said, they rest from their labors. But their good works do follow. So because part of this, with what God's doing here, and like you said, Melody, I appreciate that. You all planted, you weren't there to harvest, but others have planted, and now he's let you be here to reap. Isn't that wonderful? The God that we serve, this mighty God, who doesn't waste a thing, who sees the fall of the sparrow, who knows the number of hairs on our head.
Yes.
He knows our thoughts before they're ever formed. But he has chosen us. When all said and done, you go through all that, you know, and then he says over there, you didn't choose me anymore. I chose you and ordained you that you can bear fruit. And it's good fruit.
Yes.
Who wants rotten fruit? Hallelujah. He wants good fruit. He wants those trees that are laden with the big old apples and the, I've seen that. And, ooh, hallelujah. That the apples are so heavy that the limbs are almost touching the ground.
Yes.
That he's ordained that we can be this for him. And he rewards. As he said to me when he brought me out of the office a long time ago, and I was with my mother till she went to be with the Lord that year. And then he said to me, the rest of the time you'll work for me, and I'll pay you too at the end of the journey. So, as that, you know, we hear about the retirement. I'm looking for a good retirement.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So there's the payday coming. And we don't do this for rewards, but thank God there are rewards. I like to reward my young'uns. It's my delight to surprise them and do the good things. And it don't stop with one generation. It goes to the next.
Yes.
You know, that's the love. That's the closest thing, I believe. The parental love is the closest thing to the love of God that we'll know. So he's done this because he loves us. And he heard our cries. The cries going, ooh, hallelujah. Wasn't that true? The children of Israel. That'll preach, Willard, won't it? That he heard the cries going up. And God sent a deliverer. Now, he's got the time. This is the Kairos moment. As Dutch Sheets talks about that beautiful gate, this is that beautiful time. It means the same. This is God's time to do this. And we've wanted it. We've wanted it. Vinny, the work that God's got for you, you've been sent here to do. But I believe it's the Kairos moment. It's now. These New Agers have got to come. A lot of them are in here. They've been sent here looking for some spirit. The spirit of the mountains, yeah. They're looking for one spirit, but the spirit that they need is the one that we believe Almighty God has. And we're believing for the harvest. Thank God for the prophetic word. It's coming.
Yes.
It's almost here. And we have the privilege to be on the ground floor. The ground floor. The other scripture, hallelujah, that I had was talking about the dedication of the temple. Hallelujah. Solomon's prayer of dedication. It's a long prayer. I'm not going to read all that, and I know you're glad. But Solomon stood before the altar. This is 1 Kings 8 and 22. Stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands toward heaven and said, O Lord God of Israel, there's no God like you in heaven above or on the earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way, you have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it as it is today. And then skipping on over to verse 54. When Solomon had finished all these prayers and supplications to the Lord, he rose from before the altar of the Lord where he had been kneeling with his hands spread out to heaven, and he stood and blessed the whole assembly of Israel in a loud voice, saying, Praise be to the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. May he never leave us nor forsake us. May he turn our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways, to keep the commands, decrees, and regulations he gave our fathers. And may these words of mine, which I have prayed before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may uphold the cause of his servant and the cause of his people, Israel, according to each day's need, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other. But your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commandments at this time. Hallelujah. And those are words that I'd like to proclaim over soteria tonight. And soteria, it means salvation. Do you understand? Greek is for salvation. So I do believe that this is the preparation for the coming of the Lord. Something, this thing's moving, and it's moving fast. And we do have this 4-year window. Thank God for the election. Oh, I don't know about you, but I shouted and danced across the living room and said, oh, God, it's a great day for the home team. I tell you, we warred, and we fought for it. And thank God. Well, we've got the opportunity, and we want to maximize. We want to maximize the time. And as we put forth the effort, I thought, too, of a thing that God gave me years ago. And used to be old belt store up here in the corner. There again, it was the corner of Church Street. That Church Street's got meaning to me. Tore down there, and it's a parking lot. But anyway, I was on the second floor and looked out the window, and I saw this horse-drawn coffin. And it was all going, and somebody walking behind it, and I was looking at it, and the voice said, this is the John the Baptist ministry. And one of the Aglow girls was with me. And I thought, that's a strange thing. But you know what I believe? I believe that meant, what did John the Baptist do? He was a forerunner. He was a herald of the coming of the King. And I believe that he was letting me see that it is coming. And you're going to see the good stuff. Ooh, hallelujah. So we're now, now we're at the point. We're not pushing a wooden wheelbarrow anymore. We are now, we can't fight today's battles with a horse and buggy. No, with the cyberspace and all this stuff out here, we got to have our weapons updated. We're smart now. We know more than we used to. And thank God, God is doing in this area what we didn't have. For years, we didn't have anything on deliverance. The churches were afraid of it. And let's face it, the evangelicals, but the Pentecostals too, and the charismatics. Just don't ruffle the waters. Don't get into this stuff. I was the same way. My mama talked something about demons, and I said, I'm not going there. I don't want to get into that now. I'm happy. I'm up here, and I'm on top of this ladder, and I'm just got it in drive, and I'm going. And nothing bothers me. But you know that bulldozer that knocked that ladder over and then went over me? And when I picked myself up, I said, oh, my God, I'm going to have to run out of sight if I'm going to make it. There's a real warfare going on out there. Whether we want to or not, we're going to be in it. If we're sincere to serve God, we can be sure we're prime targets. But God, I think, don't you know in the courts of glory, they laugh. They just look down there at her. She thinks she's got it made. She's going to coast right on into glory. But I've got other plans. I'm making something more out of you than a freeloader. That's what it was. Lord, oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. There's a lot of freeloaders. But God, you go get them. Go get them, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, you know who they are. You know who's in a state of lethargy or stupor. Somebody recently called it a state of stupor. But Lord, you know where they are. Shake them up, Lord. Shake them up, Lord. Shake them up. And get them in the fray, Lord God. Lord God, Lord, when we get to glory, we're going to be glad for everything, Lord God, that you helped us to fight through, to battle through, Lord. So we just praise the Lord. We thank God for who he is and what he's doing. And we just want to give him the credit. We want to praise him. We want to bless Melody and Ernie that they heard his call, that Macedonian call. We didn't know who we were calling for, but we were calling there. You know, the prayers go up, but the answer comes down, doesn't it? But we were saying, and he chose them. And it's an honor that he sent here. I'm going to do a work there. And I got my finger on it. So put you a partner you had to put together to make a team to come and do his purposes. You know, and he's eternal. He's got it all under control. So I want to just praise the Lord tonight. I want to bless him for soteria, for this beachhead. And this is a beachhead. God's got him a beachhead right here at the head of Cox Avenue. And I believe this is a tremendous beginning. And we bless you, sister. We bless you and your efforts. I tell you, we need to bless the body of Christ. We need to bless everybody on the team. This thing of fighting a team is over with. That's despicable. That's despicable. We better reinforce each other. We better help the giftings to be developed and call them forth with everything with this. And here's the counselors that God sent. I'm so thrilled that he sent them. Oh, Lord, he's sending us all kinds of good help. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's got big plans, and he's letting us be in on them. I just praise the Lord. And tonight, I would just like to, us to bless Melody and Ernie. I asked them if it's all right to anoint them. And if they would come forward, I want to just anoint them. And I'm the least of these. Any of you, you know, I don't know why I got honored to do this, but I thank God. I didn't say no. I love these two. They're real. They're genuine. They're genuine. Would you just stretch your hands toward them, please? This is the good smelling kind, too. This is the best oil I got. Oh, Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Lord, we just Lord, we just anoint this team for the work of the ministry that you call them to do, O God. Lord, we call forth, Father. Oh, Lord God, the blessings, O God, upon them, Father. Strength and health, O God. Insight and understanding, O God. Oh, favor in this city, Lord God. Lord, we're asking you to raise up supporters, Lord God. Father, prayer warriors, Lord. Those that can help financially, Father. God, this is your ground. This is good ground. And investing, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Where you guide, Lord God. Oh, you will provide, and we thank you to do that, Lord. We just bless them. Oh, Lord, we dedicate this building, Lord God, this beachhead to you. We bless every person that had a part, that even lifted a paintbrush, that did anything, Lord God, to promote your work, Lord God. And we just speak the blessings of the Lord. And we ask you, dear God, oh, Father, to give volunteers the things that they need. Lord, you said over there in Isaiah, that before they call, before we call, you'd answer. And while we're yet speaking, you'd hear. Now, Lord, we just want to proclaim that, Lord, the things that are needful for the furtherance of the gospel, for the work of the ministry, Lord God, we call it forth. We bless this place. Lord God, we say it's sanctified, set apart. Lord, we call forth the power of the cross. Lord, the long part of the cross. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, north and south, and the arms, Lord God, to be spread up over this place.
Yes.
Lord, may there be such anointing here.
Yes.
Lord, I've always wanted fire department to come because
of
fire and truth.
Yes.
Lord, I've read about it. I've heard it, Lord, but I've never been close to it. But, Lord, this would be a wonderful place for it to be, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord, God, to let your presence and your anointing permeate. Let it flow down Cox Street. Yeah. Let it go up Patton Avenue.
Yeah.
Have that Masonic mirror, oh God. Down Broadway where that Masonic temple is, dear God. Those aisles, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. You own every handful of dirt that this city rests on, Lord. It belongs to you. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, O God.
Yes.
So we're just standing tonight with one voice and one heart and proclaiming that we have, as the song says, we've come to take back that, O God, which belongs to you for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. Now, Lord, we bless, we set apart, we sanctify, Lord God. Help, strength, O God. Spiritual insight and understanding, O God. Favor.
Yes.
Lord God, oh, let them see, Lord God. Let the enemy's plans be uncovered before they ever get
annihilated.
Lord, you're showing things these days that are astounding us all.
Yes.
So God, we thank you. The enemy's never able to pull a thing on you, Lord God. So we want to bless them, Lord. Oh, Father, we just love them and we just esteem them in you, Lord. We just speak your blessings. Blessings, Lord God. I bless them. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you love us.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We can labor together. And Lord God, we can
party
together.
Amen. Yes.
We can say, remember?
Praise you, Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Lord.
Praise you.
Now, I just have one more thing to say. I ask them to be all right. We need to support them. I've been asking the Lord to raise up supporters that will pledge to support churches. We need churches that would support. We need, you know, we send stuff to missions, and thank God we do. But this is home mission base. And tonight, I just want to encourage you, and if you, in whatever church you're in, present it to your board if you have that kind of clout with the board, whatever. But this is good ground, and I would just like for all of us to seed something into this good ground because the harvest is coming. And I, you know what? I seeded something into the League of Prayer the other day, and I said, Lord, this is a seed for that car I've got to have. Yeah. Well, I got her. So, thank you so much. This has been a fun night. It's been a good night. And I just bless you all. I love you with all my heart.
Thank you. Thank you. I miss my mother. I wish she was here.
Yes.
She is here.
I believe she's looking down.
Yes. Amen. She's here in spirit.
That's so, Taria, we never pass an offering plate. It's just kind of something we've gotten into. We have a little clay pot in the back. If anybody wants to seed, you're literally sown into a pot. So believe in for a great harvest. Thank you, Margaret. We love Margaret. Thank you, Margaret.
I just want to share one more little part of a vision that I saw for Asheville. And then we're going to go and just release you guys to enter in. Jane was so excited when we told her about what we're doing, and she goes, my heart has been here, and Melody and her have prayed, and there's just such a melding together. And you know, just know in the spirit when people are called for a purpose to a place. Jane is called here to release a prophetic war cry in worship over this area, over this ministry, over this city. And I really believe that this is a Kairos time for this to come forth. And one day in prayer, does anybody ever remember seeing an old gladiator helmet? I mean, like the old British army used to, it was this thick, you know, kind of ugly silver, old thick one, you know, that came down to here, almost like a German, but not quite. I saw that helmet land on downtown and cover this whole downtown area. And it's a helmet of salvation. And it's so hard and so thick that nothing is going to shake it. Nothing is going to penetrate it. Because it's a sovereign move of God. But it's covering all these yahoos that you see walking up and down the street that kind of curl your skin. And I know some of them tried to come in tonight. Tonight was not the night to minister to the street. Tonight was the night to release the ministry that's going to go out to the street. Okay? So, if anyone has an unction, has a call, has a ministry that you sense that you are a part of downtown, come and talk to us. This place is established so that ministry can go out to the street, so that ministry can be equipped from here to go out, not just to this street, but to the streets in your city, to the business places in your city, to the government places, to the hospitals. And Lord knows he's trying to get into the retirement homes to get those prayer warriors that are sitting around watching soap operas to bomb heaven. They are part of that helmet coming down. It's the prayers that bring the helmet of salvation. And it's the prayers that tie that strap to hold it on, to keep the mind of Christ in. So we need to pray. And if you have the unction, if you have the ministry, if you have a vision, share it with Melody and I. Because that's what we're here for. And we want to help you move ahead in the destiny God has for you. Amen. Amen. So at this time, just feel free to stand, pray, worship, enter in. This is a place and a time to do that. Let's bring the glory down. Amen.